Securing housing in the Tahoe Basin is a difficult task for many local workers. A recent partnership between PlaceMate and Washoe County aims to remedy this problem. KUNR's Kat Fulwider has the story.
According to census data, around 50% of houses in the Truckee Tahoe region sit vacant for much of the year. But last month, the PlaceMate Leased to Locals program launched in Incline Village in Crystal Bay. It aims to unlock these vacant homes as housing for the local workforce. Chase Janvrin, the PlaceMate General Manager for the Lake Tahoe region, says the program provides homeowners with monetary incentives to lease to local workers.
The concept has really resonated with these communities that, again, have a high percentage of their homes that are either vacant second homes or Airbnbs.
He says the program is designed to help get people who may be considering renting their homes off of the fence. But once they find good tenants, they often continue renting to locals.
On average, about 75% of participating property owners actually renew the lease and continue to rent long-term to locals, even though there's no additional incentive past year one.
PlaceMates launched a pilot program in Incline Village and Crystal Bay in February with funding from Washoe County. The program has been operating in South Lake Tahoe and Truckee since 2020, Janvrin says. According to their website, PlaceMate has helped 649 locals in the Truckee Tahoe region find housing. Amelia Lara and her family benefited from the program. She's lived in the Truckee area for 20 years. Lara says in the past, more than 50% of her income went to rent.
It's really hard to find housing that's reasonably priced, especially when you have a family.
When her rent was raised at her apartment in August, she could no longer afford it. That is when she used the Lease to Locals program to find housing for herself, her 14-year-old daughter, and fiancé. But she is not alone in her struggle to find affordable housing. Heidi Hildrum, CEO of the Tahoe Prosperity Center, a regional community and economic development organization, says only about 1% of existing rentals in the basin are vacant or available. This means the local workforce is being forced to move outside the basin.
About half our workforce does commute in, and about half of those folks would move here full-time if they could find an affordable place to live.
Hildrum says that local businesses are having difficulty finding workers, and even essential workers like firefighters and hospital staff struggle to find housing. She says this not only contributes to more traffic on the roads, but also affects the makeup of the local community.
I think a negative impact of our workforce not living where they work here in the region is that the fabric of our community is becoming more threadbare.
Although Tahoe is facing a housing crisis, she says there are a lot of housing initiatives to help locals find and keep housing in the region. Jim Cooler is taking part in the Lease to Locals program for the first time. The soon-to-be retired homeowner has listed his North Star condo on the site. In the past, he had rented it out as a short-term rental on sites like Verbo, but now he is giving a longer-term lease a shot.
Thought it would be an interesting way to try and give somebody a chance to live in a nice place and help us out by having it rented for a longer period of time. So it seemed like the opportunity for a win-win.
He says without the Lease to Locals program, he wouldn't have considered it and would have stuck with short-term rentals. But now, his condo is one of the 375 homes in the Truckee Tahoe region that PlaceMate has helped open up for the local community. For KUNR News, I'm Kat Fulwider.